A fierce typhoon has hit the streets of Tokyo, putting many people on the run. But that's not the only storm brewing, as new revelations indicate that the Japanese defense industry has been hit by what is believed to be the first major cyber attack targeted against it. At first, it was thought that the offensive involved simple denial of service attacks against a few Japanese government ministries. But soon it became apparent that the issue was much bigger than that. The biggest controversy surrounding these hacking attacks concerns this company right here behind me, Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. This Tokyo-based company is Japan's largest defense contractor, and internet infiltrations targeted divisions related to submarines, missiles, and other sensitive areas. Another defense-related company, IHI, appears to have suffered less serious attacks. A defense ministry spokesman told the media that they weren't happy to hear about the attacks on Mitsubishi only from public news reports. It's up to the defense ministry to decide whether or not the information is important. That is not for Mitsubishi Heavy to decide. A report should have been made, they said. Some Japanese media reports are fingering China as the likely source of the cyber attacks, saying that Chinese language characters have been found in one of the viruses. The Chinese Foreign Ministry immediately denied the accusations. Such allegations are groundless. The Chinese government has always opposed internet hacking. Chinese laws prohibit hacking and other cyber crimes, they said. Still, many Japanese commentators already believe that China is involved. Other analysts think that Japan has invited bad behavior from its neighbors through its weakness and political instability.
Japan needs to speak more clearly to the Chinese. For that matter, we need to show some courage towards the United States and Russia as well. This is the biggest weak point in Japanese diplomacy.
Although the responsible party still needs to be accurately identified, these cyber attacks have the potential to increase tension over security issues in East Asia. Michael Penn, Press TV, Tokyo.